Good afternoon. I would like to thank you for your interest in this topic. Jin-Chul Kim and Wi-Ho will present Apache Druid on Kubernetes, especially elastic, scalable cloud-based system for real-time web. Let me introduce myself. I'm a committer of Apache Impala project. In this project, I mostly contributed feature developments such as catalog, performance improvements of MPP. I'm a senior software engineer at SK Telco, which is a leading company of telecommunication field in the world. In this company, I'm involved in making a scalable, reliable, and sustainable data processing system. Now I am leading a scrum of cloud platform development using Kubernetes, Docker, Apache Druid, and so on. I also designed and implemented the Dockerized DevOps framework. Before joining the company, I had worked at SAP Labs Korea for 9 years. My role was a software developer for SAP HANA in-memory engine, and I received the SAP Applied Award for strategic contribution with impact across teams, functions, and overcame significant challenges on HANA scale-out quality. I designed and wrote server-side code by using C++, and I was involved in SQL, SQL Script Parser, Semantic Analyzer, SQL Optimizer, Rule and Cost-Based Optimization, Plan Explanation and Executor, SQL Plan Cache, and SQL Script Debugger. I list up the items for today's agenda. In motivation section, I want to talk about why we are doing this. In background and terminology section, I'm going to introduce architecture and key terminologies to help you understand Druid's auto-scaling and Kubernetes. And then we are going to compare current approach of auto-scaling in Druid with our suggestion on Kubernetes. In the remaining sections, I want to talk about our contribution, future works, and conclusion. In this slide, we're going to talk about why we had to find another approach, even though Apache Druid can support auto-scaling for data ingestion. Data is very important asset and should be confidential. We cannot rely on public cloud due to security reasons. Our infrastructure is in on-premises and should be isolated. Unfortunately, Druid's auto-scaling is only available in AWS EC2. Today, we're going to introduce how we was able to solve this issue. We have developed Druid to be deployed, operated, and upgraded from the Kubernetes framework, and furthermore, to enable horizontal auto-scaling. We will introduce our contribution and explain what we were able to achieve by comparing it to Druid's auto-scaling. Let's start background and terminology section. Apache Kafka is a fast, scalable, durable, and fault-tolerant publish subscribe messaging system. Kafka is well known for its high throughput, reliability, and replication. Kafka works well in combination with Apache Druid for real-time analysis and rendering of streaming data. SK Telecom is using Kafka is used to collect and buffer the events that are then ingested by Druid. We need Kafka to purchase the data and act as a buffer when there are bursts of events. That happens when there is, for example, sensor data in manufacturing. Druid is an open source distributed data store. Druid's core design combines ideas from OLAP analytic databases, time series databases, and search systems to create a unified system for operational analytics. Druid merges key characteristics of each of the three systems into each ingestion layer, storage format, coring layer, and core architecture. Druid is a high-performance, column-oriented, distributed data store. It allows us to explore events immediately after they occur and ingest data in streams or batches. Here is an overall architecture of a Druid. Druid can be thought of as a disassembled database. Its core process, such as ingestion, querying, and coordination in Druid, can be separately or jointly deployed on commodity hardware. Today's topic is focused on streaming data ingestion. Overload nodes and middle manager nodes are very relevant to the ingestion. Middle managers generate segments periodically, and the segments are moved into deep storage, which can be HDFS or Amazon S3. Let me explain ingestion briefly. Druid supports both streaming and batch ingestion. Druid connections connect to a source of raw data, typically a message bus such as Apache Kafka, which is for streaming data rows, or a distributed file system such as HDFS, which is for batch data rows. Druid converts raw data stored in a source to a more read-optimized format, which is called segment in Druid. The convert process is called indexing. Let me explain how data is stored in Druid. Like many analytic data stores, Druid stores data in columns depending on the type of column, such as string, number, timestamp, and different compression and encoding method are applied. Druid also builds different types of indexes based on column type. Similar to such a system, Druid builds inverted indexes for string columns for fast search and filter. Similar to time series databases, Druid intelligently partitions data by time to enable fast time-oriented queries. Unlikely, many traditional systems, Druid can optionally pre-aggregate data as it is ingested. This pre-aggregation step is known as roll-up and can lead to dramatic storage saving. In this slide, I want to talk about key terminologies of Druid ingestion by top-down manner. Three kinds of Druid nodes are involved in the ingestion. When a new task is incoming, overload assigns the ingestion task to middle manager. Overload is a controller of data ingestion into Druid and watches over middle managers. It also coordinates segment publishing. Middle manager process handle ingestion of new data into the cluster and read external data sources and publishes new Druid segments. Middle manager is called worker node. It executes submitted task and forward task to peon that run in separate JVMs. Peon runs a single task in a single JVM, and it is managed by middle manager. Docker is an open source software platform to create, deploy, and manage virtualized application containers on a common operating system. What has Docker done for us? Docker provides continuous delivery, delivers software more often, and with less errors. No time spent on DevOps handoffs. Docker provides improved security. Containers help isolate each part of your system and provide better control of each component of your system. Docker can be able to run anything, anywhere, all languages, all databases, all operating systems, any distribution, and cloud, any machine. Docker provides reproducibility. It reduces the times we say it only worked on my machine. Containers sit on top of a physical server and its host OS. Each container shares the host OS kernel and usually the binaries and libraries too. Shared components are read-only, sharing OS. Resources such as libraries significantly reduces the need to reproduce the operating system code and means that a server can run multiple workloads with a single operating system installation. Containers are thus exceptionally light. They are only megabytes in size and take just seconds to start. In contrast, VMs take minutes to run and an order of magnitude larger than an equivalent container. What is Kubernetes? And what does Kubernetes do? Kubernetes is an open source system for automating deployment, scaling, and management of containerized applications. Kubernetes improves readability. It provides continuously monitors and management of your containers. It also scales your application to handle change in load. Kubernetes provides a better use of infrastructure resources. It helps reduce infrastructure requirements by gracefully scaling up and down your entire platform. Kubernetes coordinates what containers run where and when across your system. Helm is a tool for managing Kubernetes charts. Charts are packages of pre-configured Kubernetes resources. Helm is a tool that streamlines installing and managing Kubernetes applications. Think of it like apt, yum, homebrew, or Kubernetes. Helm has two parts, Helm client and Tiller server. They communicate using Google RPC. Tiller runs inside of Kubernetes cluster and manages releases of chart version control. It means a new chart can be deployed by rolling update or rollback from the latest deployment. Here is a snapshot of Druid Helm chart in our repository. Unfortunately, Druid Helm chart does not exist in the official repository of Helm chart, so we had to develop this chart. The chart was already deployed in our production system. We have a plan to deliver it to the official repository soon. Let's see how autoscaling does work internally in Druid. Druid can support autoscaling by itself. I found the description how autoscaling does work on Druid. Let's see this. The autoscaling mechanisms currently in place are tightly coupled with our deployment infrastructure, but the framework should be in place for other implementations. We are highly open on new implementations or extensions of the existing mechanism. This code shows the implementation of autoscaling in Druid. EC2 autoscaler was implemented using AWS EC2 API. EC2 autoscaler consists of two functionalities. The first one is provision method, which deploys a middle manager on an EC2 instance. The other is terminate method, which destroy EC2 instances as specified in the string list parameter. Now we realize that auto-scaling mechanism is placed in Druid engine code. It means the scaling algorithm and the relevant functions are tightly coupled with Druid engine code. If a cloud engineer wants to improve or revise the scaling algorithm, the engineer should edit Java code and recompile it. Let's back to the description. In our deployment, middle manager node, Amazon EC2 node, and they are provisioned to register themselves in a Galaxy environment. It means a middle manager process can be mapped to one EC2 node. Currently, the auto-scaling is only available in EC2. You cannot use this feature on other public or private clouds by default. So you may implement your own autoscaler code. In the second paragraph, it says when the scale down or scale up happens. As you can see, scale down and scale up approach is very simple. If autoscaling is enabled, new middle managers may be added when a task has been in pending state for too long. Middle managers may be terminated if they have not run any tasks for a period of time. Let's jump into how we implement auto-scaling on Kubernetes. I will show Kubernetes pods auto-scaling with custom metrics. In Kubernetes, auto-scaling is an approach to automatically scale up and down workloads based on the resource uses or custom metrics. Auto-scaling in Kubernetes has two dimensions, the cluster autoscaler that deals with node scaling operations and the horizontal pod autoscaler that automatically scales the number of pods in a deployment or replica set. The cluster autoscaling together with horizontal pod autoscaler can be used to dynamically adjust the computing power as well as the level of parallelism that your system needs to meet SLAs. While the cluster autoscaler is highly dependent on the underlying capabilities of the cloud provider that's hosting your cluster. The horizontal pod autoscaler can operate independently of your IaaS PaaS provider. The horizontal pod autoscaler feature was first introduced in Kubernetes version 1.1 and has evolved a lot since then. Version 1 of the HPA scaled pod based on observed CPU utilization, and later on based on memory usage. In Kubernetes 1.6, a new API, custom metrics API, was introduced that enables HPA access to arbitrary metrics. And Kubernetes version 1.7 introduced the aggregation layer that allowed third-party applications to extend the Kubernetes API by registering themselves as API add-ons. The custom metrics API, along with the aggregation layer, made it possible for monitoring systems like Prometheus to expose application-specific metrics to the HPA controller. The horizontal pod autoscaler is implemented as a control loop that periodically queries the resource metric API for core metrics like CPU, memory, and the custom metrics API for application-specific metrics. In order to scale based on custom metrics, we need to have two components. One component that collects metrics from Druid and stores them to the Prometheus time series database. And a second component that extends the Kubernetes custom metrics API with the metrics supplied by the collect the Prometheus adapter. Yellow box means a container in a pod. Middle manager pod contains two containers. The first one is for middle manager process, and the other is for overall watcher application, which is to expose custom metrics to Prometheus. Horizontal pod autoscaler checked the custom metrics regularly and determined the number of replica cars. The value of replica cars affects the number of middle manager pods. Here is our implementation for overall watcher application using Python with Prometheus client library. Let me explain Prometheus client library briefly. If we want to monitor state or metrics on an application, we need to add instrumentation or change values via the Prometheus client library. We can define and expose internal metrics via an HTTP endpoint on our application's instance. The Prometheus client libraries offer for core metrics types counter, gaze histogram, and summary. In our application, we are using gaze metric type only. Gaze represents a single numeric value that can arbitrarily go up and down. It is typically used for measured values like temperature, but also counts that can be go up and down, like that number of running or pending tasks in overall. We define and declare the custom metric to expose them and collect the information of the metrics by using REST API from HTTP endpoint of overall process. The unit of all the properties is integer. Let me explain its property one by one. Druid ingestion pions means the number of pions for each worker. As you know, worker is an alias of middle manager. Druid ingestion pions is Druid worker capacity, which is defined at middle manager processes configuration. Druid worker capacity means maximum number of tasks the middle manager can accept. Its default value is the number of CPU cores. We assume that same pions used in each core worker. Druid ingestion numWorkers means the number of workers in index service. Index service is provided by overall process. Druid ingestion numPending tasks means the number of pending tasks in index service. Druid ingestion numRunning tasks means the number of running tasks in index service. Druid ingestion expected num workers means the number of expected workers in index service. Druid ingestion current load means percentage of current load. Here is an example to understand how the exposed custom metrics are used in horizontal pod autoscaler. There are two tables. The above table is for calculated values using the metrics from overall process. The below table is for collected metrics from overall process. Let's see the below table. We assume the number of pions is 8 because we set the value on Druid worker capacity of middle manager's configuration and a single middle manager is running at startup. Two tasks are incoming and overall assigns the tasks to a proper middle manager. Now, total running tasks are 2, and then 12 tasks are incoming again. A middle manager can only 8 pions, and the remaining tasks are in pending state. In the above table, expected num tasks is 14. So expected num workers is 2. Therefore, the current load is increased from 100% to 200%. Horizontal pod autoscaler can increase report cards if current load is greater than 100%. Horizontal pod autoscaler can also decrease report cards if current load is less than 100%. And there is nothing happens if the load is equal to 100%. So 200% is a signal to increase report cards. The number of middle manager is 2. 2 workers can cover all the tasks, so current load is 100%. At this moment, there is no changes of the number of ripple cards. New big incoming tasks arrive and current load is changed to 300%, 150%, 350%, 175%, and so on. As you can see, current load is greater than 100%. So the number of the non-workers line in the graph shows a trend of increment. By the way, increase of non-workers cannot happen in the blue rectangle if it reaches max replicas. Max replicas and mean replicas are described in horizontal part autoscaling resource manifest in Kubernetes. Now, let's explore middle manager autoscaling based on custom metrics. The following deployment happen on CLI. The combined shell commands create two namespaces, monitoring ApacheCon. Monitoring is a dedicated namespace for Prometheus and relevant components such as Kubernetes custom metrics API with Prometheus adapter. Druid's pod will deploy in ApacheCon namespace. The namespaces are created. As I introduced before, Helm is a tool for managing Kubernetes chart. Chart are packages of pre-configured Kubernetes resources. We will deploy Druid application using the command. Let's check pod ApacheCon namespace to find out state of Druid application. There are 5 pod: broker, coordinator, historical, middle manager, overload. You may figure out the naming rule of middle manager is a little bit different to the others. We assume middle manager should be stateless, but the others can be either stateful or stateless. Stateless application does not require persistent storage. Middle managers actually require a disk to keep temporal segment for a while. The temporal segment can be removed when the delivery of segment to the deep storage is done. Middle manager is suitable for deployment controller, which extends replicate controllers. So middle manager can be scaled up and down easily. The other pods are now stateful, but some of them can be stateless. By the way, historical should be stateful because it contains segment cache and existence of the cache is very important for query performance. The cache is in the persistent storage. Deployment workload has a suffix of unique ID. Stateful workload has a sequence number which starts at 0. In the red column, middle manager has only 2 containers. As I told before, this pod consists of middle manager container and overload watcher container. Let's check out KPRS from HPA. This report was initially forked from Stefan Pradhan's repository. In my repo, I added Kubernetes manifest for media manager and helper transcript here. Now we move to the local repo. Deploy Prometheus version 2 in the monitoring namespace. Now Prometheus is deployed on the monitoring namespace. The build command generates the TLS certificate which is needed by Prometheus adapter. Certificates are successfully generated and the content of the certificate is copied into the manifest file. Let's deploy Prometheus Custom Metrics API adapter. Custom metric API deployment and service are deployed. Let's check pod state in the monitoring namespace. Custom metrics and Prometheus pods are fine. Here is a low-level query to Kubernetes to see the list of the custom metrics provided by Prometheus. Here is the result, which is JSON format. We will deploy horizontal pod autoscaler controller to scale up and down a middle manager pod. It watches through the ingestion current load. HPA expects 100% as the target average value. As I mentioned before, horizontal pod autoscaler can increase replicas if current load is greater than 100%. Horizontal pod autoscaler can also decrease replicas if current load is less than 100%. And there is nothing happen if the load is equal to 100%. Now deployment is done. Let's check state of horizontal pod autoscaler in the Apache Core namespace. HPA is watching through the ingestion current load custom metric. Target column shows 100, min pod is 1, max pod is 16, and current replicas is 1. Now new tasks are incoming in the background. We realize that the change of the target columns and the replicas is increased from 1 to 8. Check HPA state again. Finally, the number of replicas reaches max pod. Let's send a query to Kubernetes to get the current load. Kubernetes API server returns the value. The number of middle manager pod is 16. Here are known problems. In general, scale up down is promising in Kubernetes. Yes, scale down is available, but it works inefficient in our case. Regarding scale down, eviction cannot be efficient because Kubernetes is not aware of Dewey's workers' state when choosing a victim. We want that Kubernetes should terminate idle state pod instead of having any running state. Actually, this is not only Druid issue. In Kubernetes OpenIssue ID 45509, scale down a deployment by removing specific pod is under discussion. Currently, we are trying to find a solution or workaround to be able to scale down a deployment by injection of the worker state to Kubernetes. The second issue is repetition cycle of pod creation and termination can happen frequently. If a period of injection task processing is too short, But recreation happens inefficiently. In this case, we can solve the problem by increment of the interval of checking the custom metric. This issue might be depend on your workload style. We are going to contribute the following two things. The first one is development of Druid Helm chart, which is used in our production. We will deliver Druid Helm chart to the official repository of Helm chart. The second one is publishing our achievement and knowledge from Druid autoscaling in Kubernetes to OSS. Here are future works. We need to solve the known issue at a scale down. We will do delivery of our contribution. And we have a plan to enable autoscaling for searching in Druid. This is the conclusion. Who is the better controller for Druid autoscaling? There are pros and cons. Autoscaling on Kubernetes can be overkill if you don't have Kubernetes system or it is not easy for you to operate the system. But if you are familiar with any kind of orchestration tool like Kubernetes, you may have the benefits on this table. Kubernetes can have more wider coverage than Druid. Most of public clouds support managed Kubernetes. You can build your own Kubernetes system if you have bare metal infra. Kubernetes deploy container which is faster and smaller than VM. Containers start or stop instance takes a few seconds only. But VM-based instance may take a few minutes. The third item is very important point for us. What do you think about the decoupling? Do you think it is necessary or unnecessary? Before the decoupling, the ownership of autoscaling is overlapped between Druid engine developers and cloud engineers. I'm sure the decoupling brings some benefits to us. The first advantage is a cloud engineer can have ownership completely. So cloud engineer can edit, test, and deploy of autoscaling algorithm or policy more easier and speedy than before. The second advantage is code and library compaction. The code of autoscaler in Druid and AWS API libraries can be removed from Druid. Thanks for your listening. Do you have any question? Okay. Thank you very much.